what is it with these podcast intros and stretching?
Almost every time, whether you hear it or not, it's the riot, by the way. He is stretching or coming out of a stretch, or we're holding in a stretch or a yawn.
Do you think maybe it's me preparing myself?
Yes, you're getting ready.
Begin? And so I'm thinking to myself, I'm just getting limber. I'm like a boxer just bouncing around.
Well, we finished our show on Radio U, and so now you get this podcast for today.
You do.
So we finished one part, you stretch a little bit, we're moving on to the next.
Yeah, if you listen to the end of this podcast, you hear us discussing soda, and I think that ended up happening. That was the last thing that happened in the show today, and I think it's because I want some, because now I'm thinking about going
and getting
some.
Now that's all you have on your brain?
Oh, yeah. Either that or some coffee. Did anybody make coffee?
I didn't see that any was made.
What?
No, sorry.
That's all right. When Zach makes the coffee, it's like black blood of the earth.
it's very dark.
It's so dark. maybe that's just as well.
Well, in this podcast, it features maybe some more food items.
Today we were heavy on food, and I'm not sure, again.
Not sure how much made it into the podcast.
No, it's in there. Like, there's one break that I cut out that was about food. But you know what? I can't decide if it was one of those things where I just happened to be trending food today, like as we were pulling stories, or am I really hungry?
Yeah.
And for some reason, I just decided to talk about it.
A lot of it was national news, so it's not just, I mean, it is trending. It's not just you.
It's not just me.
But we cover...
Thanks for saying that.
You're welcome. We cover the riot food fight where we talk about the Hershey's white cookie cupcake kisses.
Yeah, that's in there.
So this will have a chance to check out and see what we thought of it.
There's several remarks regarding gas station food. Trailer Tuesday on a Wednesday.
We explain it.
We do. And let's see. Monopoly, getting stuck in a vent, the Air Force and Nikki, and the norovirus and how it can help you.
Okay. That's the full list.
Yep. So you guys enjoy the podcast today.
And don't forget, for Trailer Tuesday on a Wednesday, that's up through Radio U Riot on Facebook. You can catch the trailer there. And again, we explain in the podcast.
Yeah, and you know what? As you're listening, if you got something to say, if you go to riot.radiou.com, you can find us on Twitter. And of course, we mentioned Facebook. Make sure you give us a shout out. We'd love to hear from you. It is The Riot.
The Riot. One more reason to stay in bed. Radio U.
You know that you have a problem when you're really considering talking to the manager. And it's one of those things where I haven't had the talk yet.
Yeah.
I haven't. But like, I've been really considering having a talk with the manager. Now, what I'm talking about is this. There is there's a particular breakfast item that I've become rather attached to. I have mentioned it on the show before, though not often, because it is actually more of a Saturday or Sunday breakfast food. And you're like, oh, you probably some parsley with some kale.
Juice cleanse. Yes. No, he's not doing that.
Blended juices.
No.
There's a gas station near my house. It's a Duke and Duchess station. Brand new. They just built it. Nice place. So even the bathroom's not filthy yet, which I thought those places came pre-stocked with filthy bathrooms.
No, it turns into that.
Yeah. Apparently it takes time and, you know, cultures grow. But they have these little things that I'm sure come frozen that they microwave or something. It's a little biscuit. And on the outside, it just looks like a biscuit. But on the inside, it's got sausage, eggs, and cheese.
So it's like a breakfast sandwich.
It is, but it's all encased.
I get you.
It looks
so
like you're just grabbing a biscuit.
Inside of the
biscuit.
Oh, it's stuffed. Boy.
Oh, it's stuffed. And let me tell you what. It's so good.
So you just want to know where those
are
coming
from? So, on Saturday morning, I'll go down there and have one. They're $1.49. Sometimes I have two. Okay? And I give them my little points reward card, and every once in a while I get a free one.
Sure.
This is the sad world I'm living in.
This is how you're rolling.
But here's the thing, Nikki. Like, Christmas, New Year's, all these times, they don't have them.
Where'd they go?
Where did they go? They're never in there anymore. In fact, it used to be the place where they stored them, it was like this two-tiered stackable shelf with a warming device in it.
Yeah.
They pulled the middle shelf out, and now it's got like tornadoes or whatever the heck they call those things that look like a piece
taquitos?
Of... Taquitos?
Taquitos.
Right. Okay, so they have those, and that's it. Taquitos at 4 o'clock in the morning, like I'm eating that.
There's not a wrong time for that.
Okay, so there's another Duke and Duchess station that is on my way into the radio station. And I was just like, if they don't have them, I'm going to have to talk to the manager.
You're
because
have to go to
that
a
means
level up.
Like someone has discontinued them. They're not available. Like I'm going to have to find out like what they are and where they're coming from.
Sure.
Because if I can't get it from my dealer, I'm going to have to go straight to the distributor.
Where do they
and
come
I
from?
I will do that.
Anybody working at Dutchess who knows about the biscuits?
Well, the only thing that scares me about having to go to the distributor, aside from talking to the manager, which I don't really want to do, is I really sincerely don't want to know what's in them, what the calorie content. Like,
where they're actually coming from is sometimes a disappointment.
Right now, I don't know anything about them other than the fact that I like them and I can't find them. And so,
and I wouldn't feel comfortable knowing why did they pull them. You know, like, was there a recall?
Okay.
Was there something wrong with them? Why can't they ever come back?
And you know what we found out? There was a rat. It, one in three of these contained just an entire dead rat. And people were eating them because it was
good.
No
problem.
So we had to replace
like,
them.
I saw a recall for something yesterday, and they basically said in the recall, they've just completely stopped manufacturing the item anymore.
It's like we're just
what
done.
What was so bad in it that you're not even going to make it anymore? Well, yeah, you're going to need to think about that.
I know. So I don't know if I want to talk to the manager or not.
Like, well, you start with a search. Go online. Search these sandwiches. See anybody else has talked about it. And Duke then decide on your next step
and
after that.
Dutchess. What would you call of Cambridge? No. That's not them.
Is it a Duke and Dutchess or just a Dutchess?
Maybe the Duke
it's
is
just,
the gas station. Okay,
it's just
like
a Dutchess.
Dutchess, gas station.
Enclosed biscuit sandwich.
What do we call that? So I'll start with sausage biscuit.
Yeah, and then see if anybody else has been like, well, my local one is...
Here's a food menu. We're going to have to get this thing figured out because I got to tell you right now. Amazing. And if my local Dutchess is not going to do her job and provide me with those biscuits at a low, low price...
This is our royalty.
I'm going to have a talk.
The Riot reminds you that if you stay in school, you'll never have to pay back those student loans. You're welcome, Radio U.
I want you to know something right now, just to be abundantly clear. I didn't forget. I really didn't forget, Nikki. In fact, last night I was laying in bed and I was like, oh, dude, I've got to get a trailer for Trailer Tuesday tomorrow because it's Tuesday tomorrow. And I was like,
you're even ahead?
Here's what I want you to know. It didn't even occur to me until this morning when I was in the shower that today's Wednesday.
So it's yesterday, period. I just got that. I was like, yeah, we're fine. It's Tuesday.
No, it's today's
Can't
Wednesday.
Just win?
And yesterday was Tuesday. So technically, I did post it
on
a
Tuesday.
Timely fashion, but completely didn't think about it. I just love my thought. I'm like, yeah, man, I'm on top of it. I almost forgot Trailer Tuesday. I was going to be completely unprepared for tomorrow.
Well, I actually saw that you posted it this morning, and I was like, great, he posted it early. No!
Nope.
Well, you were right, though. We got a trailer on Tuesday, just not during the show yesterday.
So the Trailer Tuesday, last night when I was trying to figure it out, I guess before the deadline, I was thinking, okay, movie is looking at different things. And then I thought, dude, we should do a remix trailer.
Yeah.
And so I went with what some people consider to be the original remix trailer. They say it is one of the first ones, if not the first one, that really went viral.
And if you don't realize, that's one where you have one, like the actual movie, but they remix it to, like, say, a horror movie or a scary movie's remixed into a romantic comedy, and it's made to look that way through the trailer.
Which, one of my all-time favorites is The Shining one, that is a horror film that they make it look like
a romantic comedy.
Comedy.
That one's classic,
I
too.
Love that trailer. But this one I picked was Scary Mary, which they, again, say was really the first one that got big, and it's, I think it was like early 2000 somewhere, but it is a remix of Mary Poppins.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, it is a scary looking trailer. It looks scary, and I thought that was a good pick because isn't there a new Mary Poppins this year?
Is it this year? Or maybe they're filming it this year?
They're making a new Mary Poppins
there's
movie.
Something with it because it has Colin Firth in it.
It, does it really?
I thought you said it did.
Yeah,
when
oh, it
we
does.
Talked about
no,
it.
No, you're right.
Yeah, I think so.
And you remember?
I remembered that part of it.
And it's got what's her name from
Colin Firth part in my head.
Right.
All of us ladies do.
It's got that one girl from
Sicario,
Live, Die, Repeat, and Sicario.
Emily Blunt.
Yeah, she's Mary Poppins.
Yep.
So, Scary Mary, that was our Trailer Tuesday on Wednesday that we remembered on Tuesday night so we'd be in time for Tuesday, but it was actually Wednesday.
We made it. That's all that's important.
I still feel like we did okay.
You can find the trailer if you go to Radio U Riot on our Facebook page. We have Good Intentions to, on Tuesdays, feature a movie trailer for you.
And technically,
you made it.
We still posted it
you
on
did.
Time.
So again, Radio U Riot on Facebook if you want to watch it there.
Your morning, but without yelling, laughing, or music.
Don't deprive me of that.
We wouldn't dream of it. It's The Riot on Radio U.
Oh, crap. Man, every time you get something that's perfect and wonderful.
And just delicious, they go and pull it off the shelves.
Now they're pulling it. You know what we got to do? I'm telling you right now. You know they're not shipping them back. We have got to get into the trash bins at Walmart as fast as we can because I don't know if you guys heard about it, and I wouldn't have heard about it if it wasn't for Tyler emailing riot@radiou.com.
Thanks for the heads up on that.
For real, Hostess, they just issued a voluntary recall of white peppermint Hostess Twinkies.
We tried those before Christmas. Now, we only tried it during the taste test, so we've only had one box of them. We didn't eat all of them.
Okay.
That sounds bad.
You know, I only ate one box of them.
But I think Tyler assumed because we liked them during the taste test that we've been eating them constantly since then.
It's not
but we have not. I only had the one, but they were so good.
They were so good.
That it's worth rolling the dice.
I'll roll that salmonella dice.
Plus,
you know what, Nikki? If you eat a box of them and you get salmonella, the good news is those calories are just going to roll right through.
Yeah, like you still get to enjoy it, but you get a couple of days off as well.
In fact, you may end up losing weight by the time this is over.
And have you ever had that happen with the Twinkie before? No.
Never.
Now, they're saying everything else Twinkie-wise is fine. It's just this one, because the dairy coating on the white peppermint Twinkies may have been contaminated at a facility, though no one has come forward with any salmonella yet.
All right, so here's what we got. Salmonella. This is the risk. You may go through a box and feel great, which that's what Nikki and I did. We felt
more than great, yeah.
Right. But if you get salmonella, you have pain in your abdomen or you can have muscle aches, okay? All over your body, you'll have chills, dehydration, fatigue, fever, loss of appetite.
Oh, that's a sad one.
Well, you've had a whole box of Twinkies, so
you
it's probably
tell.
Time to just, you
your
know.
Stomach could hurt anyways.
You could have Nikki's favorite, number two.
Don't say, yeah, okay. Just leave it at that.
So you want me to leave it at that?
Just leave it at that.
Also common is to have a headache, which...
That's a normal weekday.
Yeah, I mean, after all those Twinkies,
I think
you're
what
probably going to have a headache.
Aggressive amounts of that.
Like a bad headache?
Of all those things. Yeah, like a bad headache. Really bad.
I have a headache now, but I haven't had any Twinkies.
Like, really bad bathroom. Really bad of all that list.
Oh, that's a shame.
So the Valley Milk products from Palmer Candy Company issued a recall of some of their stuff, and that's what is used in the coating for the Twinkies. So that includes their chocolate pretzels, almonds, and peppermint bark.
Well, I don't want to make it weird, but the more we talk about it, I really want one of those
white peppermint Twinkies. Again, we would risk it. We would be okay to do that.
Hey, you know, I didn't talk to you about it, but I actually had scheduled for today.
Oh, yeah. What are we taste testing?
Our Valentine's series of taste tests.
Each week leading up to Valentine's Day.
We actually have today the Hershey's Cupcake Kisses. So these are Hershey's Kisses that taste like cupcakes?
I think they are. Should be. It's not like
It says right here where it says the flavor. It says white cookie cupcake.
Because at first when you look at the packaging, you think, oh, is it just like their wrapping or how you make your new cupcakes? Put one of these in.
White cookie cupcake. So that's coming up sometime on the show. I don't know. When I feel like it's time that I want to eat the cupcake kisses, I'll go ahead and get them out.
Sometime soon.
It's The Riot.
Well, that's just as fascinating as the first 89 times you told me that.
Radio U.
Question of the morning.
It's an important one.
The Cadbury cream egg comes from what country?
You've got Colleen. She's got your answer. She was first.
Hi, Colleen. What is it?
United Kingdom.
You are correct.
Very good. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Birmingham. That's where Cadbury has their headquarters, international headquarters. And it is from there, I suppose, that they made their big announcement yesterday that this year the Cadbury cream egg is going to be an Oreo cream egg.
Now, these are already for sale in Britain and Canada.
Okay.
So it is not new to the world, but it'll be new to the U.S.
Oh, good Lord.
Is that
I didn't know they had those. If I knew they had those in Canada, I'd be like, Canada friends. Canada friends.
Please.
Where are my Oreo Cadbury eggs?
You can see them. So they've been, again, out in other countries, but first time for the United States.
Oh, my. Nikki, I want those.
So it's a special Oreo edition of the cream egg.
I'll have that right over here.
Would you like the Cadbury cream eggs?
I love Cadbury eggs. Now,
And you like Oreos?
Yes,
So I would assume you would like this combination.
It just seems perfect, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It seems like it was meant to be.
So it's still the shell on the outside, and then inside is filled with Oreo cream and biscuits.
Which is cookie.
Well, yeah, I'm just reading the description.
I know, but
it's like, it's a biscuit, it's a cookie.
Just in the context of, if you've listened to the entire hour, Nikki and I have talked about the biscuit sandwiches. I didn't want you to think like...
we're still talking about, we found like, where they went.
All right, we have these cream eggs that are chocolate filled with biscuits.
Well, I didn't know if it would be the shell that would have it in it, because I haven't had if I've ever had a cream egg. I always thought it was like a liquid filling.
Well, it's like liquid-ish.
Like a goo?
It's a goo.
It's a goo, so I wasn't sure if that goo would still be there, but they were sneaking the Oreo in some other way.
That particular story I just sent you will show you what the inside of one looks like.
Of an egg looks like?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Not it's a real egg,
a Cadbury cream egg. Yeah. Well, the Oreo cream eggs. So it looks like kind of like the normal cream stuff, maybe a little thicker, and it looks like there are chunks of the cookies in there.
Yeah, the Oreos. Okay, yeah. So that's coming up.
Here's what I'm saying. I'll take one of those.
We still need to try. They've been out since last month. The Oreo chocolate bars. What was that?
I haven't seen those anywhere.
Someone said, a few people have told us they've only found them in like some smaller towns and like a random store, but the big Oreo bars.
Okay. Well, we still have to eat these white cookie cupcake Hershey Kisses.
We're doing a taste test with that later.
We need to push the taste test off a little bit because...
You want
a
buffer?
We've talked way too much about food today. Way too much.
Nothing good, healthy-wise. No, all bad food.
Everything we've talked about is like food, food, food. I'm hungry. Pass me the Twinkie. I can't wait to get these Cadbury eggs. I got to find at least one or two palate cleansers before we start talking food again.
I think that's fine.
Okay. Abandoned Kansas. Aw. One foot in the grave.
It's not about the candy, though.
It's not about the candy.
That is not put you closer to it.
Come on.
A long, egocentric tirade from Obadiah, disguised as a worst of the riot clip? Sure, we have lots of those. Here's another one.
When's the last time you played a game of Monopoly? Probably the last time you had a good nap, right? Like, who the heck plays Monopoly anymore? I know there are people out there that do.
Sometimes board game nights are a thing.
Yeah, but like, you're getting together playing Pandemic and King of Tokyo and like Settlers of Catan and Ticket to Ride. People want the new hot board games.
Sometimes people go for classic board game nights.
Do they?
I think that's a thing.
Your people?
No.
Because I feel like we're making these people up.
No, I bet you there's groups of people.
They're out there.
And sometimes, you know, when you go to like a coffee shop and they put things out for you guys to enjoy while you drink the coffee. I've seen board games, Monopoly.
If you're going to a coffee shop starting Monopoly, then you need to be prepared to buy 5 cups of coffee and be there to the next day.
Because you're playing a long game.
I mean, I could probably count on one hand the number of times that I finished a game of Monopoly.
Yeah, it just always fizzles out.
Yeah. Because after a while, you're like, okay.
Somewhere I have the Rudolph one. I have Rudolph Monopoly. Okay. And I think I have, it's not Simpsons, but I have something else.
I have 2 different Star Wars Monopolies, both of which I bought for like $2.
Everybody, that's all of these.
But check it out. I have a Seinfeld Monopoly. I've never opened it. I bought it on clearance for $2.
No one here ever plays Monopoly, yet in our house you can find a board game.
Yeah, well, the thing that I think is kind of weird about it is that they have all these Monopoly clearance sales, and or even the new ones. Like, I was out shopping at Christmas, and I got somebody a board game for Christmas, and while I was there, I'm looking, and I'm like, this Monopoly's sweet.
You think it'll be fun.
And it was like, you don't like Monopoly? Well, Monopoly knows that everyone has 14 copies of Monopoly in their house. And so what they want to do is we got to make Monopoly relevant again. So they are once again putting all of the Monopoly game pieces up on the chopping block.
Oh, have they done this before?
They actually have, was it back in 2013, I think it was, might have been 2012, they had a deal where you got to replace one of the classic pieces. So everybody replaced the, something with the cat. Like the cat was the new thing that got added to Monopoly. Well, now all of them are up for grabs. So they're going to release an updated Monopoly. It's going to have 8 pieces in it. They now have, is it 50 different options that you can choose from, including a hashtag? What else?
Now they're just going for
a bunny slipper.
Oh, that's cute.
An emoji.
Yeah.
A monster truck.
Okay.
Like all kinds of different pieces that can be added.
I'm trying to remember what's even a Monopoly piece now.
The Scotty dog.
Yeah.
A top hat. Car. Thimble. Boot, wheelbarrow, battleship, and the cat.
You're reading that, so.
Yo, yeah, I don't.
At first, it sounded like you just were remembering him. I just thought, like,
this
and you
guy,
haven't played in a while?
This
what are you
guy.
Doing? Why do you remember these things?
Look at him. He's got a monocle. He knows what's happening.
Okay, yeah, that was on the list.
Yeah, it totally was. So they are, all of those could end up eliminated in favor of some of the other pieces.
So you can go and vote?
Yeah, and the great news is that when this is all over, it's votemonopoly.com. You'll be able to buy a new one.
A new board with all the new pieces.
Wouldn't that be exciting? Think
yeah.
about that. You could go buy Monopoly again, so it could also set... Well, you might open it. I was going to say unopened, but you'll probably want to see these pieces.
I'll wait till next year, though, when it's $2.
Then you'll shelve it. That's a great idea, Nikki. Let's wait for clearance.
Proof positive that the geeks are winning. It's The Riot on Radio U.
You're alone in your kitchen, and that's when you hear what sounds kind of like a crash. You're not really sure what's going on. And then the voices start.
You think, I have got to get more sleep.
Yeah.
But you're really actually hearing somebody's voice.
You're standing there and it's like, do I need more coffee or less coffee? I'm not really sure. Turns out there actually is a man in your kitchen.
But he's not like in your kitchen. He's in the wall.
He's in the walls.
This is totally a TV show or a movie.
He's
a frightening one.
You're just like, this voice that talks to me in the wall. But it wasn't supernatural. It turns out that a guy had fallen down the air shaft and was stuck behind the wall. This is just an odd story. So here's the deal. They find this guy. He's basically stuck in this air shaft. And they said the air shaft was so small, they couldn't use power tools to get him out because there was no room.
Oh, to even get it through?
Like, he was absolutely 100% stuck up against the sides of this air shaft.
So how did they get him out? Did they go through the wall in her apartment?
They chipped away at it.
Wow.
Until they were finally able to break certain things apart, then you're able to get him out. So, story goes like this. Okay, when the guy comes out, he's only in his underwear. He's not drunk. Drunk makes sense. It makes perfect sense. They say, what were you doing?
In the air shaft.
He says he was looking for a swimming pool.
But he's in an apartment building.
In his underwear.
Did he live in the apartment building?
Don't know the answer to that.
I do
know this.
I feel like something's weird here.
It was a 5-story building.
Yeah.
He was up on the roof. He took the top off of the air shaft and fell in.
No, he was something then lying.
Well, so okay.
We're lying.
He's lying about
something. I don't know what it is, but we're lying.
Because most buildings don't have a chute on the roof that then sends you down into the pool. Maybe he thought it was a water slide.
No, he's not. He's lying. And I bet with him, you know, like some people lie and they're just going to go with it and there's no getting the other truth out. It's like, no, this is what I was trying to do. He's lying.
Don't you think that's what you have to do?
Yeah, he's got to just keep it up.
Okay. I find you in your underwear in an air shaft. I feel like it's one of those moments where even if you told me the truth, I'm probably not going to believe you.
Yeah.
So your best bet is for you to just go ahead and craft a beautiful story. And then no matter what, Nikki, and I don't care what happens.
Till the day you die.
Absolutely never.
Never
deviate from that story.
That's
and
right.
No matter how much people can show you that it doesn't make sense, whatever.
You go with it.
As one of the world's great liars said, it's not a lie if you believe it.
But he should have gone with even like, it's a YouTube prank. Like I was trying to, like you're filming and
where are the cameras? My friends ran away.
Yeah, like they left. Or just gone with something more believable than, I don't get the whole looking for the pool. He was trying to cover up the fact that he was just in his underwear. With that particular lie.
Maybe. But
what an odd man.
Again, I think you have to stick with the lie, but that makes it all the more interesting to find out what the truth is. Like, look, okay, all right, I'm gonna judge you. I'm gonna judge you, but you're not gonna get in trouble.
But tell me why.
What were you doing?
I'd never really go into the air shaft thing. That'd be weird. That'd be scary. That'd be potentially deadly.
I think the idea of being stuck inside an air shaft and not being able to move, yeah, that's terrifying. I mean, that's a real new brand of psychological horror.
Yeah, so I don't know what the guy's doing. And I really don't want to know.
No, I don't want to know either.
Makes me sad then. It's like, what were you doing?
I do love the idea of this guy sticking to his story, though.
Forever.
Our worst is better than their best. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Look, we're all dark and cynical, right? Isn't that? Doesn't everybody do that?
A realist? Don't call it cynical, call it a realist.
Hey, look, let's get real here. I mean, think about it, though. You used to be a little kid. You used to be like, the swings are the best. I love swings and butterflies. That's the best.
Oh, yeah. It was a simpler time.
Don't act like you weren't like that, because I guarantee you I can drag your mom or grandma in here right now and be like, so tell us about what they like to do. They loved coloring. And
I would talk to my teddy bears.
Yeah, like she was inseparable from that teddy bear, and she would take him out and push him on the swings, and always wanted to share with people and be friends with people.
It was a nicer time.
And then, like, what, we hit this time, and then we're like, oh, I want to dye my hair black and wear black. Everything's dark. There's no light. There's nothing good. You know, and then
that was the day my teddy bear died.
Right. Like, I took Teddy. I killed him. I threw him into traffic because everybody does it, right? Like, and now you're jaded about stuff. Like, hey, you guys want to get together on Friday night? Why? We're all going to die anyway. So why bother even getting together? Why even have fun at all, really? And then when you encounter somebody that says that, you're like, man, you're so deep. It's so meta, right? Like, you just want to talk about things that matter.
You're right. We can be a bit more aggressive than we were.
Here's something I want you to realize is that we think, like, all of a sudden you hit 18, 20, 25, whatever, and you're like, now I really know what's going on, how it all works. Do you know that God is ancient? God's been around the whole time. There's not an ounce of cynicism there. What? No, listen, God's not cynical. God thinks the swings are fun. Like, God remembers what it's like to have a good time, because he's having a good time. I think, I've heard other people say this, but the more I think about the writer, I think they are. I think you and I are twisted just a little bit. I think something that was supposed to stay straight got crooked. And I think that's why we just can't enjoy things, because we have to sit around and be like, well, you know, it's really just the man that's trying to get, you know, whatever. Whatever our cynical take is. God is not cynical. So God says, I love you. And you're like, okay, what do you want? What are you trying to get out of me? Because that's the only reason people ever say that, right? You're telling me God loves me. Now pass the collection plate and take my money. Dude, I get it. All right, I get it. But I want you to know that God does not share an ounce of my cynicism or yours. He's got no darkness. He's not got no side where after a while he'd be like, all right, come in the back room. I'm going to tell you the way it really works. Jesus loves you. He doesn't need anything from you. That's the other weird thing. He's offering great stuff. He wants to be a part of your life. He may even go to work on your cynicism and teach you to enjoy things again. Wouldn't that be something? Enjoying things? Who knew? God can help you do that. I'm serious, man. He helps me. I know that he could do that for you. Jesus could teach you how to have a good time again. Shut up. Look, if you want that, if you're like, okay, I'm tired of the dark, maybe some light here, ask God in. Say, Jesus, I'll take that. I want you to come into my life. I want you to fill me with your spirit. Could you teach me to have a good time again? Because it's not working. Seriously, God's going to help you.
It's The Riot with Obadiah.
I'm the professor.
It's The Riot with Nikki.
I bet she's probably a highly intelligent female bodybuilder.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
It is The Riot on Radio U, 877-2-RADIO-U. You can also grab us at RadioU.com. Subscribe to our podcast. You can catch up with Hudson. He talked to Annie Menio. Of course, we've got the new snapbacks and beanies. What I'm trying to tell you is there's a bunch of stuff there.
Plenty to see if you go to check out RadioU.com if it's been a while.
Right. I mean, not as much to see as, say, like your tattoos and how many of them there are. There are so many. And you just keep getting more, right? You got a plan to finish this sleeve, and then you have something you want to get on your back, and you're thinking about, you already did your ankle, but like the other side, like from that different angle.
It just grows.
Mm-hmm. And you were doing that because you were like, now the Air Force will never take me, Mom. Can't make me go. Can't make me go.
Was it for Air Force that as long as you couldn't see them? So like if you had... you know, like something on your arm. It just had to be,
cover it.
Yeah, it had to be like above the sleeve line.
Well, that's basically where the Marines were 6 months ago. They made changes to their tattoo regulations.
Well, because not everybody, okay, but a majority of people have something.
I feel like Nikki's talking to her mom about getting a tattoo. Mom, I do want a new one. Everybody has them.
No, I want a new one right here on my arm, just because I do.
You just want it right. Why do you want it right
I
here?
I just want something there. So
anything?
No, I know what I want, but I just don't want to talk about it yet.
Can I make some suggestions?
Yeah, what do you think?
What about my name?
Well, I was actually thinking of two names.
Andrew, here's what I want. I want you to have Andrew Schwab from Project 86 design some calligraphy.
And then put your name?
How about this? Obadiah and Eric. Okay. Now, if you want, you can put Eric's name first.
Okay, I mean, but you'd come second.
He is your man. But I'm practically family, so I want
you
on
want
that thing.
You want on the arm. Okay. Well, I was thinking, yeah, like Eric with maybe...
He's like, I'll put you on the bottom of my foot.
Maybe a heart, and so then maybe I put your name in like a frowny face or
Absolutely.
Something, and then...
No. I'll tell you what. How about, like, you know, you put the smiley face, but it's with the angle, like with
the slash
instead of the... Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I mean, we can... We're going to explore the space.
We'll talk about it.
My dad's just texted. He says, don't do it. You'll be sorry no matter what.
What? Because I'm going to put his name on my arm?
Oh,
I'm not actually.
You can put my dad's name on your arm, too, if you want.
I got space there. It's getting full,
but you could totally put him on there.
Does anybody else want to be on my arm tattoo?
You should. Get a whole sleeve.
But I never, when I was younger, thought, oh, this will be the way to get me from enlisting.
Well... the Marines 6 months ago made some changes, and the Air Force just came out and they're like, okay.
We're changing too.
The Air Force had a rule that was tattoos could only be on 25% of your body.
Yeah.
Okay, not anymore. So go nuts.
Now it's everywhere but your hands, right?
Basically, it has to be able to be covered. So you can't have neck tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have face or head tattoos, and they don't want them on your hands. But
I got one on my hand.
Don't worry, Nikki. With a little makeup every day.
I can cover it. They'll never know.
We can still get you in.
Uh-oh.
All right? And then everything else, like as long as it can be covered by a sleeve, then you're totally fine. So,
but again, yeah, back in the day, I think you maybe just had, like a lot of people would just have just the shoulder one or something.
Yeah.
But nowadays, people have so many other great works of art.
Yeah.
On their body, and you just can't cover it.
You go back far enough when you went into the military, then you ended up getting a tattoo.
That's when you got one.
And now they're like, you can't come into the military. You have too many tattoos.
It didn't really work.
It's like people talk about how kids these days aren't tough like they were in my... Yeah, like I had 20 tattoos and I'm not even in yet. So then again, I guess there's different kinds of toughness.
Mm.
Like if you want to talk about some really tough people, Nikki and I are about to eat these Hershey Kiss cupcakes.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to do it.
I mean, you want to talk about that's mental and physical toughness.
Drink some water now. You got to hydrate to get ready.
And clear the palate.
It's The Riot with Nikki.
That's not a little man. That's a girl.
It's The Riot with Obadiah.
That perhaps... sounded insensitive.
It's The Riot on Radio U. The Riot. Food fight.
Okay, for the food fight, we've got, let's see, Hershey's Cupcake Kisses, white cookie cupcake flavored.
Hershey Kisses.
Yeah, so let's open it up and get the...
And I believe these have not been out before, at least we've never seen them.
As far as we know, these are new.
Does it say limited edition?
You tell me.
I'll look at the bag.
The smell, like get your nose in the bag and get a whiff.
Oh, it's the icing. Oh, I love
it. It smells just like you opened a tub of icing.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is not bad.
We tried last week the white, what was it? The red velvet.
It was red velvet Kit Kats.
Kit Kats, that's correct. Yeah. And it kind of has that similar, almost cream cheesy icing smell.
Uh-huh.
But we didn't hate those. Those were really good.
Are you ready, Nikki?
Yes. They have all these wonderful little hearts, and of course, they're for Valentine's Day. I'm trying to open mine.
there's like cookie or something in it. There's a real crunch to it.
Mm, yeah. But I think this is a chocolate. No, wait. What is it in there?
It's not cream cheese. It's like a straight chocolate. Like white chocolate, I mean.
White chocolate.
I do, too. But there is hints.
What's inside?
There is hints of icing. Mm. And what you got? What's that?
Oh, it's white cookie cupcake. So there must be cookie stuff in it.
How is it that have we said out loud white cookie cupcake?
I don't know if we did. I always thought it was white chocolate or white cupcake. But all it's right, white whatever. Cookie cupcake.
It's okay. I'm not excited about it.
I'm a couple levels above your excitement. Okay. I think it's pretty good. But like, I do, again, like the white chocolate taste.
I mean, like, I'd bury my sadness in a bag of them if I had to. But
we wouldn't say no.
I would prefer the dark chocolate or the chocolate almond or the chocolate peanut butter.
Sure.
But that's okay. And it feels like white chocolate is so Valentine's Day, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So I feel that. It has a Valentine's Day-like taste.
I think they're good. I like it.
What's the dark chocolate holiday? When do we get to that?
I love dark chocolate so much. If you don't have a special someone and you hate all the Valentine's Day stuff.
That's when you eat dark chocolate?
Maybe.
I'm not angry. I just like dark chocolate.
But Easter's basically like the milk chocolate bunnies at that time. But I don't know outside of that.
Ooh, you know what I like at Easter? Those like homemade peanut butter eggs. The ones that are stupid big.
If you go to like a candy shop.
Mm-hmm. Or no. What you got to do is you got to find some like church or Boy Scout troop or whatever, and they're doing a fundraiser and they sell them. Yeah, and they're homemade. You get them in those little boxes, and their peanut butter just has a very particular flavor, and it's always good.
Yeah, but aren't you a little nervous if it's homemade? What about the quality control?
You know, there was a time in American history when buying it at the store is what made people
nervous.
Was
when you were nervous?
Homemade was like, well, at least someone who cared made this.
That's because we read all these stories about the weird people at the homes and stuff.
I don't know. I feel like... Okay, I used to, was it our church? I think it was a church that did a fundraiser and they sold them and it was just like, how many can you make?
To get one of the peanut butter things?
But I just remember my mom getting those from, my mom's a hairdresser. She had a customer that made them and it was like, oh my.
Yeah, but you're curious as to like, what is the peanut butter?
You see how chocolate and peanut butter has completely pulled us off the cupcake?
You don't want to know what's in it.
These are white
cookie cupcake.
You know what? I find them acceptable, but not outstanding.
I find them pretty delicious.
Somewhere above me.
Yeah.
But not all the way to outstanding.
So those are from Hershey.
It's The Riot with Obadiah.
I tried putting on a swim cap once and knocked myself unconscious.
It's The Riot with Tina.
No one's ever said that to my face in the truck stop.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
So you live in a part of the country where you can't get a snow day, and you pretty much can't get a heat day. You can't get an anything day. I got word, dude. I know what to do. I have it right here. This is what you're going to need. There is, in Illinois, in I guess it's like eastern Chicago, there is a high school there that is shut down. They were shut down yesterday. I believe they're also shut down today at St. Charles East High School.
Is that for funding or?
Oh, no, no, no. It's for Noro.
Ooh, I don't want that day.
So they had to shut it down. They had on Tuesday. This is
so many
crazy.
Kids out.
This is crazy. Now, like, we don't know how many of them were actually sick, but 800 students did not come to class.
Because of Noro?
That's right.
Now, I think a good percentage of that is Noro is...
is very contagious.
It is, but I feel like you could just play it off and then get the day off.
They said that it's a lot... some of the students that stayed home didn't stay home because... They had it. It was just basically
keep people from spreading it.
Once people figured out what it was, they started staying home. And so let's see.
We had the norovirus or some sort of epidemic. Was it last fall or last spring during our fundraiser?
Yeah. Oh, was it?
Or the food poisoning or something. And when that happens, you don't want it.
Dude, it was rough.
It was brutal.
See, what I was thinking is... in the case, like, you want your high school to shut down, you're having a hard time, what you do is, You go ahead and you get some Noro.
What do they call patient zero?
Yeah, but you don't have to get it. What I was thinking is that if you did it right, now it would be hard, but you got to get in there. You got to spread it on maybe like the bathroom door handles. Girls and guys, this is for everyone. And then you got to make sure you don't touch anything. And then I feel like you call, like you've got to take a day off, give it time to spread. Ooh, nope, this is perfect.
Because it lasts a long time.
You put it on a surface on a Friday. Then
let it fester over the weekend.
Friday morning, people get it over the weekend.
Yeah.
And then Monday, Tuesday, you're probably going to get a Noro day.
Again, you got to be careful. That's a tricky one. If you want it and you just want the time off, but it's a painful thing.
Oh, you
it's
don't
not fun
no,
to
you
have.
Don't want,
you don't want this.
Thing. You want them to shut your school down for it, but you don't actually want the norovirus.
And you think, what's the big deal? You got a sick stomach. No. It's something you've never experienced before.
It's one of those things. Have you ever heard Nikki talk about how she's afraid she won't
stop throwing up?
That's
that moment
one
of panic
fears.
Where you start throwing up and you're like, oh gosh, I'm never going to end.
It's never going to stop.
I'm going to have to go to the hospital throwing up.
Yeah.
It's something along those lines.
That.
Or you pray. You pray that you will because maybe you'll feel better.
Like,
but you're not, and it's like a storm in your body.
You can't stop. You never start throwing up, but you wish you could.
But you wish that you would just get it over with because then maybe you'd feel better.
I do hate that one. To just get it over. It's like, is it just kind of, can we just make
can
it happen?
Can I just throw up, please?
Can we it's just do it?
The anticipation.
Do you have to torture me
it's like
this?
I know it's coming.
Like people stayed home yesterday, today they're shut down. They're bringing in special cleaning crews to disinfect the school.
How sick do they get? Are they wearing suits?
Dude, I'd be wearing a serious, serious suit for that.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We were wrong. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
This morning I was thinking, you know what, I really should cut back on all this soda consumption. So I got a 32-ounce drink.
Compared to what? I don't know the soda sizes like you guys do. What's the taller one?
A 44.
Oh.
And then, interestingly enough, it normally goes from there to a 52, which I don't understand because I feel like if we've gone from 32 to 44, it should be 56.
Sure.
Right? But you go to a 52 in a lot of places, and then you can make a jump back to a 64.
Is that because only so much fits in your cup holder?
Look at this. A lot of people have gotten used to it. I call it the muffin top. It's this.
You are so weird. It's where it's smaller on the bottom, poofs
small
out
bottom
on top.
And it poofs out
that's
on the top.
A muffin
but
top.
That's descriptive.
Yeah, that's how you describe
top.
The cup.
Now, over the weekend, I did have an XL, which is a 44-ounce cup, and a lot of people said to me that you choose the, what? The XXL. I'm sorry. The XL is the 32, and then the XXL is the 44, and people were saying to me, like, well, you know, you choose the shirt size that you want corresponds with the drink that you get.
Yeah.
But I have very broad shoulders.
You are big-boned.
Yeah, I could probably.
But
if
is
I,
the big bone
I,
problem
I think
from
I,
the soda?
I think if I chucked the weight, I could probably wear a medium.
But no, your body's not set
large,
for that.
Think a large.
You're too tall.
Yeah, you're too
when
tall.
In doubt, at least we're tall.
But back to my New Year's resolution to, you know, cut back a little bit. I did that. So that's 12 ounces off. And I'm on my first 2-liter of the week. Just today.
And it's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
You're doing great.
I feel it, man.
No, you had 2-liter yesterday.
No, I didn't. That was a sip.
Oh, you had some leftover
ones?
That
was leftover from last week. You thought that in the 5 minutes leading up to the show?
No, I thought you drank it like that morning or something.
No, it was
on your way in.
From last week.
You know, some people bring a tumbler, like you had a 2-liter in the car.
There was a time when that was a real thing. I would bring every day on my way in to do the riot, I would get a 44-ounce drink and a 2-liter. And I would fill the 44-ounce up at least one more time.
Most people in radio, they're on something. Okay.
Yes.
Soda's
it's true.
The very least of the bottom of it.
It's so evil, but it's not like that evil.
It's not that evil.
It's not the worst.
There's way worse you could have been doing, so.
Well, I don't know about anybody else, but don't you feel like it's hard to get up these days? Like, winter is dark. It's dark out there.
It's fine.
It's not.
I don't feel like that.
Man, I just noticed that, well, I'm drinking less soda, but my showers are getting longer.
Drinking the water?
Maybe. I don't even know.
Drink anything nowadays.
This morning I went into the shower and I came out and I was like, what happened to that time? And if you want to know the truth, I'm not even sure if I actually used any soap or shampoo or anything. Like, I don't remember what happened in there. I just know I went in and then I suddenly came out. How long was I in there? I don't know. What did I do in there? I don't know.
I feel like if I was you, I'd be more wound up. Like, just nothing is smooth or simple.
Well, if you listened earlier about the laziness, for a while you get upset and then you're just like, well,
you're okay with this is how you are.
I don't really want to spend the energy to either A, change, or B, even observe. After a while, you're done observing. You're just like, whatever.
Well, I accept you and your quirks, okay? And I'm glad you're drinking less soda this week.
Quirks feels like a little judgmental.
Judgmental. You and your unique characteristics.
No, still feels like you are normal and everything about you I affirm. That feels better.
It's the worst of the riot because calling it the best of the riot would be a lie. Radio U.